hello. I think Grandma, are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, and I wanted to introduce you to our cousin Michael Stecker, and you know Brenda. So everyone.
No, I don't know Brenda.
Yeah. Hi, Ruth. This is Michael.
Yeah, you're my wife.
Yeah, I'm here.
Michael is here.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Michael. How are you?
Okay, this is Ruth.
This is Ruth.
Yeah, okay. Nice to hear you.
Yeah, Ruth Schachter.
Good.
And I think you and Marla have done an excellent job. It's just fascinating what you've done.
Yeah, well, Marla contacted me. I wouldn't know anything if she didn't.
I know that. Yeah. I know that.
Right.
But she's something else, I tell you. So tell me about yourself.
Okay, well.
Tell me about your family.
Yeah, okay. I'm single. But I had a brother. He passed away in 2018, and he has three children and two grandchildren and one on the way. And
where did they live?
My brother and his wife were from San Diego, California, and their daughter, who has one daughter and a son on the way, lives in Sacramento, California. And then one son, who's engaged, lives in San Diego. His name is Matthew. The other son, Dylan, who is an airplane pilot, lives in Chicago.
And where do you live?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles.
Right.
Oh, well, Ellen has a sister who lives in L.A.
Well, I'm Marla, and my sister Ellen lives in Los Angeles.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know that. I know Ellen lives someplace in L.A., you're right.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's fascinating. Now, who was your father?
My father was Sam Stecker. My mother's maiden name is Minnie Weiss, so that's where the connection is, through my mother.
Oh, that's the connection with
right.
The mother.
Right.
I see. And who was her father?
Her father was Harry Weiss, and her grandfather was Solomon Weiss, who is a brother. Solomon Weiss is a brother of your Morris Aaron Weiss.
My grandfather.
Your grandfather.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question, Ruth. Do you know how the name of the town where your mother and grandparents came from in Europe?
Oh, dear. Wait a minute. You know, I knew it, but let me think.
Okay.
I think it was Shop.
Let's see what I want to hear the way she pronounces it, because I think I have another pronunciation.
I really don't.
You don't remember. Okay, that's okay. All right, now I'm going to play you. I'm going to play you the way I think the name, and I'm pretty sure this is the name of the town, because Marla photographed the gravesite of Morris and his wife, and it says this name on the gate. And I'm going to play it for you three times, the name, if you can hear it. Let me hold the phone up. All right, here we go.
Stavne.
I'll play it again.
Stavne.
One more.
Stavne.
Okay, did you hear that?
Was it Schachter?
They pronounce it Stabne. Stabne.
Stabne. Stabne. That's right. That's right.
Okay, all right.
Stabne.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I was pretty sure. But when Marla sent me the name, the written name, it was spelled differently. But I think it's just the spelling was different. I think it's the same town.
Yeah, I think that Shavna, yes, I remember, yeah.
Okay.
But my mother came over here when she was 13 years old.
Yeah.
And she had a big family. It was a big
Right.
Well, and her, I remember my grandfather and grandmother came over here. I was about 4 or 5 years old, and we went up to New York to see them.
Okay.
And
well, you know, I think Esther, your mother,
go ahead,
lived with my great-grandfather Solomon, because her marriage certificate, which I have a copy of, has as her address the same as my great-grandfather Solomon Wise.
Really?
So either they were living together. He took a lot of relatives in to stay with them. That was very common for him. So she might have lived with him briefly.
My mother came over here, maybe when she came over here with cousins called Udger, Mrs. Udger. Did you ever remember hear that?
No, Marla told me I was not familiar with them. I thought they came, but I'm sure I'm mistaken. I'm sure you're right. I thought that Esther came with my great-grandmother and her family, because there is an Esther on the ship manifest with the age exactly the same as your mother.
But Grandmama, you remember the name of the ship, because you said the name when your mother came over.
Staten something.
Okay.
I think that it gets confusing, Michael, because there were so many Esther Wises, as
right.
You know, and my grandmother, the manifest that I sent, it was when they came over from, I think, from Rottenburg. I'm just looking at it one more time. I don't have it in front of me, but that the ship that my grandmother remembers the name of matches the ship that I have.
Okay.
Staten.
Yeah, mine might have been another Esther, because that's a very common name. But the birth year matches, so I thought that's why I thought. And I think they lived together, because on the marriage certificate, Esther writes her as her address the same as my great-grandfather Solomon.
Well, that may be.
Yeah, so I might just be the ship manifest that I see is probably incorrect relative to your Esther.
Right. And then my mother talked
about it all the time, and it was called the Stottendom.
Stottendom. Okay. Right. Let me see.
Stottendom.
Let me see if I
can.
That
was the German pronunciation for it.
All right. Let me see
and
if I can
Michael,
find
I will
it.
I'll send you a copy of that, because on that manifest are these, the Ortzerds.
Right.
The name that matches. She must have. I assume that great grandmother came over with the on the Stottenbaum, and then stayed.
Stottenbaum.
Well, be my grandma. With you probably do better than I do with the pronunciation. And she must have stayed with the Ortzerds for a bit, and then went over and stayed with your great grandfather.
That could be.
Yeah.
Because maybe she got married from your father's house.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. Yeah, that's what happened. Because she put as the address, I know it's the correct address, because on the census, that's his address on the 1900 to 1920 census. So
well,
they might have,
he
might have took her in. No, I don't know when her parents came. I don't know if they came before.
Her parents didn't come over till 1926 or 28.
Okay, they came over a lot later. Okay, all right.
Oh, a lot later, because I remember when they came over, and my mother took me and my sister and my brother to see them, because she had not seen them since she was 13 years old. And she took us up to New York to see him.
Okay.
So they didn't come over till much, much, much later.
Right, right.
I'll look for that. I'll look for that. I think I have that somewhere, and I'm happy to share that with you and with Brenda, just so you can see, because I have.
Yeah, I think you already sent it to me, and that's very helpful to me, because I was under the assumption that the other Esther was your mother, but evidently is another. It's a really common name, so.
Yeah, and so is Weiss, evidently.
Weiss is very common. You have a lot of cousins. Let me ask you this, Ruth: does the name Mandel be familiar to Mandel? The last name Mandel.
Mandel.
Mandel or Mandel.
I think, you know, it is, but it isn't. I can't think right now.
Okay, because
my mother had a brother, only one brother.
Right.
And his name was Joe, and his wife's name was Tessie.
Right.
And they had one son. They had one son. And that may be that son.
I think that was Martin.
Right. But unfortunately, I don't know if he's still alive or does he have children. Like, you know, it's a Ruth, it's very hard to find the living.
As a matter of fact,
Brenda, the way I found Brenda was because of a DNA match.
The name is familiar.
Okay. The reason I mention that is that Rose Weiss married a man by the name of Mandel, and Rose Weiss was a sister of your Morris Aaron Weiss.
Your grandfather.
Your grandfather,
she was
right. She was a sister that Mandel, her name was Rose, then her Weiss was her maiden name, and then her married name was Mandel.
Yeah.
And Marla photographed those names in the cemetery where your grandparents are, your wife's grandparents.
Yeah.
And grandma, I told my grandmother all about the cemetery, and I'm going to send her some printouts in the mail.
Right.
So she can see them, and she'll be getting those probably sometime next week.
Okay.
Now, Brenda, you live right next door to my folks, my mother. Do you ever remember her telling you anything?
No.
You were too busy running around.
And I think we left when I was 6 or 7. And I did a recorded interview with my daddy, like, about 2 months before he passed away, and he told me a lot, and I know I sent that to you, Michael, and I apologize. I'm technologically, if something's not right in front of me, I kind of put it off, so you had wanted it in another format. But
MP3,
I'm going to try to get that to you somehow.
The way you can do it, Brenda, the way you can do it is, I don't know how it's recorded, is on a cassette or what, but if you can hear it, then you take your smartphone and there's a recording app, and then you record it on the smartphone, and then it'll produce an MP3.
Oh, okay.
That's the easiest way to do it. I don't know what your original recording is from. I don't know if it's a cassette or.
I did it on an old phone, which I no longer have, but I put that on one of my computers, and it's also on a CD.
Is it an MP3 file? Is it an MP3 file?
I think so. I'm not sure, Michael.
That's a standard file. It's a standard file they use. And if you can get me that, I can put it on the web, on the family tree. And then you'll be able to hear, people will be able to hear it.
Okay, yeah, it was really, he had a lot of wonderful young recollections, especially, I know some of it was cats, but he talked about both grandparents. Now, was it the cats that lived both in New York and then in Connecticut? Or was it?
Yes.
Okay, maybe that was cats, not Weiss.
Yeah, that was cats.
He may have said more about the Weiss side. I will send that. Because anyway, that would be, I guess, of interest.
Oh, no, that would be very helpful,
I'd appreciate that. And then, and that, and then the, have that information would be helpful, and I'm sure other folks would be interested. I just want to jump in and tell you all real quick that there's a major hailstorm going on in New York City right now.
Oh.
About 3 inches of hail have just fallen on my terrace while we were speaking, and the hail is just the size of maybe a chickpea, but it's there are a couple of inches of hail.
Wow.
On all the
tears
of storm.
No.
It's just crazy weather. Oh,
right.
My.
That's wild, Marla. Oh, my gosh.
Well, Brenda Marla tells me there's some, I think Marla told me there's some relatives in Tennessee.
Yes, yeah. You have a lot of relatives.
And Michael.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, you have relatives, and you have relatives in Athens, Georgia.
That's what Marla told me today.
Right.
What is their name?
Okay, the boy who is 60 years old, his name is Randy Smith. His mother.
That's right.
His mother, she's in her 80s, and she's real sharp, just like you. She, well, you are, I mean. Her name is Betty Weiss, and then her married name is Betty Weiss Smith, and that's why Randy is called Randy Smith. She's from the Tennessee group. There's a large group in Tennessee.
I got it, Grandma. Yes, I have it.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. There's a large... Let me go... I don't know if Marla sent you this, but this took years to figure out, by the way. It's really complicated. But there are 7 branches of the Weiss family with the patriarch as Benjamin Weiss. One of them is yours, Morris Aaron. One of his mine is Solomon. And one of the brothers is David Weiss of Jackson, Tennessee. And he has a large family. They gather every Thanksgiving. They have their own, what they call the clubhouse, a house on a lake in western Tennessee. And they gather for Thanksgiving every year. And last year, they couldn't gather because of the COVID problem. So they did it on the telephone and on the video. And I was able to meet Brenda and two of her granddaughters on that call.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, you never told me that, Brenda. Shame on you.
Yeah, it is shame on me.
It's just unbelievable. Of course, my grandfather and grandmother, my mother's family, there was 11 children.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
I have a lot of them written down.
Yeah.
Do you remember a Becky or a Rebecca?
Yeah, that's my brother's sister.
Right. Now, do you know if there are living descendants? She evidently married a man by the name of Wax. And then another one,
Wax,
Rosenfeld.
That's right. Well, Bernie Wax was her son. Now, he would have been the age of my sister, which would have made him over 100.
Okay.
And so I don't think Bernie would be living, but they also had a daughter. Now, I didn't know her because she was very young, but you might find out something about Bernie.
Okay, let me see. I'm looking at it now. I see that her first marriage was Max Wax, child Bernard Wax. Then she had a second marriage to a Morris Rosenfeld, and they had a child, Madeline Rosenfeld.
Now that one, I don't know. She remarried?
Right. She was married twice.
Twice? I don't remember her being married again.
Yeah.
Well, she must have a child much younger.
Well, I don't know if she has. I don't know if they had children. You see, that it's very hard to find the living on the internet because a lot of people don't want to have their name mentioned. So,
well, I bet you $10 that Marla's will find them.
Really? Okay.
I've been inspired by Michael and by.
I know that, and Michael has just been wonderful. Yeah, and even given her so much to go on, Michael. I want to thank you.
It's my pleasure. Now, there's one other sister of Esther that I wondered if you knew anything about, and her name was Lena Weiss.
Lena Weiss.
Yeah.
She married a cousin.
That's really important. Do you know who the cousin was?
Oh, hell, I wish I remembered his name.
I think she married a man by the name of Joseph Weiss.
That's probably right.
But I'm not sure. There's a little... I'm not 100% sure. So that, and you can make mistakes really easy in this. So that's why I wanted your input on it. Okay, so she married a first cousin. Because I found... they had two children, and then they had... And I found descendants of them already. So...
Wait a minute, Brenda. What was the name that you said you found?
Well, Lena Weiss married a Joseph Weiss.
Lena Weiss.
Okay, and they had two children, Jack Weiss and Selma Weiss.
That's right.
Okay, that's the one. So you confirmed that. Thank you. And they have kids. One of them that came from Selma, her daughter has 20 grandchildren.
Kanahara.
Yeah, right. So you got a tremendous number of relatives in the Weiss family.
They inherited the earth, didn't they? Great day in the morning. Do you know where she is?
I think the way I found them was through a DNA match, and I found one of the daughters of the woman who had 20 children, and she lives in, I believe, in New York. Her name is Chaya. They're very religious, that family. They're Orthodox.
I've been emailing Kaya. And Kaya.
Yeah.
And like Ida in English.
Ida. It's Ida in English? Oh. Okay, that's nice. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. And she and I are much closer even than Terry and me.
Oh, really? You mean DNA-wise?
It might be what it is. It might be that we're the two cousins.
When they married, then, of course, the DNA is going to go way up, right?
Well, yeah.
Brenda, I do not DNA match to Terry, but I know she's a relative because I have a letter mentioning her grandfather. And we both match to other Weisses. There is a small percentage where you won't get a DNA match, even though you're relatives.
Yeah.
I match to you, Brenda, but it's very, very low amount.
Well, Grandma, I know this is a lot of information, I think that you've helped Michael and I. You know, with a lot of solve some mysteries, and with Lena and Joseph Weiss, I did take a photo. I saw their I think I have a photograph of their grave, and I'll have my friend Nir translate the Hebrew on top, and I would then we'll know the names of their fathers. And
that'll be great. Yeah,
where that Joseph Weiss came from. And Grandma?
Before we end this, I have one minor question. What was the law school that your husband graduated from?
He did not graduate from law school.
Oh, he didn't.
Was the admit? No, he was a colonel in the United States Army for 32 years. And when he retired, we retired in Atlanta, and he went to work as the administrator for the law school at Emory University.
Oh.
And he was the administrator for the law school.
Oh, I just assumed he was a lawyer, but I was wrong. Okay, okay. That explains it. Okay, great.
What does it explain?
Well, I thought he was a lawyer because I found his obituary. That's where I got it.
He was the administrator. He was the administrator for the law school.
Okay. I just assumed he was an attorney, but I was wrong, mistaken. Okay.
Well, you would think he would be a lawyer, but he was so smart they were just delighted to get him.
Yeah.
He didn't have to be a lawyer.
Right.
And, he was administrator of a lot of things in the Army. And he was with the Emory University.
Okay, that explains. Thank you. I was confused on that. That clears it up.
Of course you would be. understand why.
But in Grandma, before he went to the Army, he graduated from Cornell.
Cornell.
You know, you have a 92-year-old cousin who also went to Cornell, a Weiss.
Who's that?
Her name is Marilyn Winter, and she lives in Florida. She's from my side of the Weiss family. She lives in Florida. I forget the name of the town.
Well, my eldest daughter, Sonia, lives in Florida. Oh. In fact, she's coming in this afternoon.
Oh, you have another one near what's a town near Disneyland? I forget the name of it.
Athens.
Her name is Donna Lucas. I forget the name of the town. It's the one near Disneyland.
Where's Disneyland?
Well, there's one in Florida.
Disneyland.
What?
That's Florida.
Yeah.
It's in northern Florida, I think.
Well, that's Orlando, probably.
Orlando, that's it. She lives in a suburb of Orlando. That's the one. Okay. Her name is Donna Lucas.
People?
Yeah. She's from the Tennessee Weiss group.
All these names.
Well, it's really complicated.
Finding them.
Yeah, it's very complicated.
But you know, I'm 98 years old. So
I know.
You
you're pretty
get all
sharp.
Your information quick.
You're very sharp, let me tell you. So I appreciate it.
Well,
yeah, you're Michael, so fabulous.
Michael's been working on this for what? You said 20 years or so?
Oh, a long time. But I didn't get connected until recently.
Michael and Marla are doing a marvelous job.
Oh, wonderful.
I mean, she's just been working her show a while.
She's great, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I see like the two of y'all working together has, you know, put things together exponentially. I've just been in awe of how the pieces that each of you have had and you bring them together, how they come together so expansively is amazing.
Yeah.
It is amazing, and we'll have to get in touch with the family in Athens. That's only, 50 miles from here?
Oh, really?
Right.
You live in Atlanta, Ruth?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I live in Atlanta.
Okay.
Come see me.
Betty, you like Betty. I think she's in her 80s. She's very lively. She's like the senior...
Who is that?
Betty Weiss. She lives in like in a senior community near Athens.
I do. Where is she, in Florida or here?
No, Athens, Georgia. She lives in Georgia.
In Athens?
Yeah, near her.
Oh,
she lives
okay.
near at. Well, her son lives in Athens, and then and she lives near Athens. I'm not sure the town.
I sent pictures
to Marla, links to him, and she can give a photo and send it to you.
Oh, Now, Michael, you keep up with us, keep in touch with us.
Well, thank you. You've been very helpful, Ruth. I appreciate it.
I really mean it. I think it's wonderful. I really do. And I'm getting tired, so I'm going to
Okay.
down.
All right.
Y'all keep talking.
Grandma, I love you, and I love you. You have a good visit, and thank you so much for making time for us.
I got all the time in the world, but I just get tired.
And we'll talk with the three of us, we'll talk later, and I'll speak to you later, Grandma. I love you.
Glad to be in touch with you, Brenda.
Oh, absolutely, Ruth. I love you too.
Okay. And Michael, we love you too. And so you just take care, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you, Ruth.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Grandma.
Bye-bye, Ruth.
Okay.